views and opinions expressed on the following podcast are those of the persons appearing on the program and not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada. Welcome to another edition of Club ADHD, the podcast. I'm your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc. Yeah, that's me. I'm double checking here, saying welcome, welcome. Did I say welcome? The answer is yes. Club ADHD, the podcast, is a part of a three-prong approach. We've got the podcast, we've got the Twitter account, and the Facebook page. And it's all presented with the help of our friends at the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada, collectively known as CADAC, CADDAC.ca is their website, a great place to go if you want to get informed about ADHD. If you happen to have it, or maybe a family member, or you're just looking for information on it, and perhaps you'd like to be an advocate, well, they can help you there too. Just because they have Canada in their name doesn't mean it's strictly for Canadians. You'll find information no matter where you are in this world that is very helpful when it comes to ADHD awareness and information. Information about information. Yeah, that makes sense. So how are you? Are you okay? Are you surviving? Some people are wondering, hey, are you surviving like me? And the jury is still out on that. Boy, it is a wild world out there, if I can say it. And I've been away for a few weeks, a couple of weeks longer than I should have been. And why is that, you ask? Well, I'm not quite sure. Putting it off, procrastination, environment, yeah, all those things. It's a situation where, well, I was going to sit down and do another COVID version of this podcast about how we can cope during this, whatever you want to call it, pandemic. And then, of course, comes the protesting, and that's, yeah, it affects me as well. And it's all just a big ball of stuff. Stuff that's hard to relate to at times. Stuff that, well, makes you a bit cautious, both health-wise and even giving your opinion. Because these days, well, it's been going that way anyway. I mean, we know what it's like to have to vet what we say, right? We have ADHD, of course. Club ADHD is all about us, adults with ADHD. And especially these days, you have to watch what you say. Now, we've been doing that for years, right? But now the normal people have to do it. Because if you say the wrong thing, boy, you will be condemned. It doesn't matter if you're on this side or that side, or even in the middle is dangerous. Because if you're in the middle, which a lot of us can be, and I say this because I'm hearkening back to an interview I saw about a couple of weeks ago with a couple of famous people, very intelligent people. One is a doctor, and he's a psychologist. I won't give out any names. But he was describing what it's like for people who are classified as creative, if you have a creative personality. And he said creative personality, they have some challenges because they're so open-minded. Now, he could have replaced the word creative with ADHD because, yeah, we're open-minded at times. Sometimes we're hyper-focused, but other times, as he was getting at, that we're so willing to change. Some people are so stuck in where they're at. Creative people, because they're creative, they can change. Now, at first I thought, oh, that means we're wishy-washy. And then I gave it some more thought, and I thought, no, being willing to change is a good thing. Because you can't live your life just going one direction. Now, I say this as a person with ADHD. Maybe it would help me more if I did stick to one direction. And that leads me to the second point. He said, it's tough for creative people, or as I put it, ADHD people, to really define who they are. A self-analysis. Because we're always changing. Yeah, that was true. Then he went on to say, creative people have a tough time monetizing their creativity. And I thought, yeah, hands up, I can identify with that. So getting back to my point that I was making a couple of minutes ago, because we're willing to change, we adapt. That's what our lives are about, right? But even in this situation that's going on in the world about saying this and saying that, because we're willing to adapt, we might be more open-minded to go in the middle of things. Right now, you're either this or you're that, and the twains never meet. But if you're open-minded, you can take parts from both sides and create a solution that makes sense because we're open-minded. These days, I'm looking at it as if that if you go that route, you might think that, well, I'll be liked by both groups. Yeah, these days, it's quite the opposite. You might be disliked by both groups. Now, if you have a hard piece of armor when it comes to deflecting comments, well, you're okay when that happens. We ADHDers, we're not like that, right? We want to please people. So that makes it a challenge. So is that why I haven't been doing the podcast these past couple of weeks? Maybe. I must admit, I'm in a bit of a funk. You wouldn't know it to see it if you met me on the street, if you saw me on the street. I don't go out on the street all that much these days. It's the situation with the virus, the COVID virus situation, right? I wear a mask. I adhere to what the public officials, the medical officials are saying, you know, go 6 feet, social distancing, all that stuff. It makes perfect sense to me. Now, sometimes I have to go out. My wife doesn't always go to the store. I go to the store. And that has become, oof, boy, troublesome. Because some of the stores out there, they say they're adhering to the rules, but it's all lip service. Because they're not in the business of controlling people or policing people. At least that's the way I'm getting it. And some stores really don't even bother. In other words, you've got people in stores just doing what they want to do. You've got the arrows going one way, and some people are going the other way. And some people are getting too close. And some people aren't wearing masks. And some people are just taking their hands and putting it on the apples and all the vegetables. And it just drives me batty. Because I am following the rules. So why don't these people do the same? What gives them the right? And maybe I'm hyper-focusing on those rules, but I think that's a good thing to hyper-focus on. Now, it's one thing if you want to break the rules and go out there, and all it impacts is you. But in this situation, if you go out there and break the rules, you're impacting more than just you. You're impacting anyone you come near. Because this thing just spreads. And if you're not wearing a mask, and that's the thing too, 90% of the people wearing masks out there, the masks that they're wearing, it's not to keep them from the virus, it's to keep the virus that might be in them from spreading to you. So you're doing somebody else a favor when you wear a mask. And when you're not wearing a mask, you're saying, ah, to heck with you. So yeah, that does bother me. Now, initially, I would go out and I would, you know, I even mention it to a few people. I try to bite my tongue, you know, rules. And then I got to the point that, well, you don't want to be confrontational because no one wins in that instance. I became a defensive driver or a defensive walker or shopper. In other words, I'm always looking over my shoulders to seeing if there's anyone breaking the rules. Now, that's good up until a point. Because if you're going out to do something and your focus is not on that something, but on other people doing the wrong thing that might harm you, that can lead to stress. And I must admit, the last two times I went out to a specific store chain, a grocery store chain, I got super stressed. I guess you could say I even had a panic attack because these people weren't adhering to the rules and they were getting close to me. And in the last case, I went to a store and I had to go to a couple of stores. And for the total amount of time I was out at these stores, I had to tell four people to please social distance. And I did it in a manner that I wasn't confrontational. I wasn't overly aggressive. I just said it. Some people got it. They're smiling and they backed off. And a couple of others just didn't know what was going on. One woman who's older than I am, she seemed very nice, but she was getting too close as we're waiting to go to the checkout. And I asked her, could you please, you know, go back to the line? And she got so intimidated, she went back two lines, 12 feet. I sort of felt sorry, but then again, I thought, well, it's on the news. Please adhere. I went home and I was just burnt out. Totally burnt out. Just by going to the store. And when it comes to this podcast, yeah, I wanted to do something, but things are changing so fast. I wanted to do something that's relatable about the virus, about the protesting, but things are changing every day, and it was tough to keep up. I thought I had it all down pat. I thought I had my script. I don't work off a script. I work a script off a script in my mind. And things changed, and that was tough to keep up with. So all of a sudden, I'm falling behind. And here's something maybe you can identify with. I know I can, especially years ago when I fell behind on my taxes. That the longer you wait, the harder it is to get going again. Because you're just feeling so guilty and you're afraid to face that elephant in the room. And that elephant is the task, because you can't go back and do a task without facing the task. And that just reminds you that, oh, that task hasn't been done yet, regardless of the fact that you're about to do it or you're doing it. So that keeps you stuck. I describe it as this. My mind is going 100 miles an hour. It's revving up. It's an engine. However, for some reason, I can't kick that engine out of park or neutral and put it into drive. So I'm just making a lot of noise in my mind. And we feed off of that. I know I do. Our brain does. And so procrastination just becomes a way of life. And you've got this cloud hanging over your head. I want to do what I want to do. That makes sense, doesn't it? What I should be doing. But I can't figure out why. That was my mantra before I knew I had ADHD. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know how I'm supposed to act. But I don't know why I can't seem to do it. That happened to me when I used to visit a group that focused on depression. It was hosted by a psychiatrist. It was a group that met on a regular basis, and we analyzed each other and talked it out. And one day I walked out of that group after attending a lot of meetings or sessions. And I said to a friend of mine, and I became friendly with the people in the group, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I can't figure out why I can't do it. Well, come to find out, my ADHD brain just wasn't accepting that information because it couldn't. That was the reason. So yeah, that was that situation. So here I am. I thought I'd break the code. Now, this is the third time I've been voicing this podcast. I did one the other day and I thought, oh, I don't like that. I mentioned something, and maybe these days I don't want to hold myself up to, I don't know, ridicule or even worse. I mean, it's so politically correct these days. It's a minefield. Now, normal people are realizing what it's like, of course, to have ADHD, that you have to think before you speak. And that's another issue, too. Because normal people, when it comes to the virus, they've been cooped up. We've all been cooped up. We've got cabin fever, and all of a sudden summertime hits, and the warm weather is out there. And many of these people, maybe you, I hope not, I hope this isn't you, are just saying, to heck with it, I'm going out there. The virus won't survive in warm weather and hot weather. That's one of the things you hear. I like to go by what the medical officials are saying, the experts. So a lot of normal people are going out there and just living it up, going to the beach, going to the park. We have it in our area. I live in one of Canada's hotspots, but things are loosening up and you don't really know why. You're thinking that, well, are the politicians getting some heat from their constituents? Could be. And they feel that they have to open up before it's right. Now, in the U.S., that's the case. They opened up too early. They're seeing it. And of course, with the protesting, I know every time I turned on the TV, I'm thinking, oh yeah, the protesting, okay, yeah. Hey, wait a minute, there's no social distancing there and no one's wearing a mask. So it was just a matter of time before, well, things settled down and the virus just settled in. And that's what we're seeing right now. So yeah, there's a whole lot of things. And here I am, I'm coaching other people, yet I'm not coaching myself. And I thought, well, the more I thought about this, I'm going to go and tell my story. Maybe there's people out there who can identify with. And that's what I've been doing. ever since I've had ADHD. You know, I've been on various networks and really spilled my guts out on CBC Radio. And people really reacted to that in a, yeah, that's me type of way, or I want to help you. So that's what I'm doing right now. There's no guest for this podcast, in case you haven't figured that one out. And we will return, as per usual, with guests. But I just thought I'd tell you what's going on. So I'd like to call this the experiment. Yes, an experiment. And I am the person under the microscope, because I fell within that hole that I always bring up to people who are stuck. The hole that just gets you mired down. What I tell people is to just keep going. Keep some structure. And I have had some structure in my life. I've been doing some radio music shows and stuff. But when it came to the podcast and really facing my ADHD, especially in this circumstance where at times I've lost it. I've lost it with a few of my family members who forgot about the virus and maybe didn't do the right thing that I thought was totally obvious. Well, instead of me saying, hey, let's get on the right track, let's get going, I lost it, freaked out. So the attention went away from the act that was done that shouldn't have been done when it comes to the virus. Everything's pointing at me. I become the center of attention, and what I'm doing is wrong. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, what am I doing here? I'm getting so upset. You know, I could burn so many bridges. And that just was a flashback to earlier days before my ADHD diagnosis. It happened twice, because I'm so focused on doing the right thing when it comes to this virus, keeping away and wearing the masks and things like that. And sometimes people slip. And when it came to my family members, I jumped on them. I don't do that out in the public anymore. It's a hassle. So why am I doing it at home? Why did I do it? I'm not doing it anymore, but heaven forbid people around the household are afraid to walk sideways when it comes to, you know, the virus and doing the right thing. So if anything, I created some awareness. Yeah. But was all that grief I created worth it? The answer is no. But it's those things. And when it comes to this podcast, again, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Today is today. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Tomorrow will never become today. It'll always be tomorrow. So if you say to yourself, I'm going to do it tomorrow, you'll never get it done. I know that. But knowledge is one thing. It's been said that too much knowledge can be a dangerous thing. Well, the way I look at it, in certain circumstances, the way I see it is that just because you know you have that knowledge doesn't make it easier for you to adhere to that knowledge. It might make it easier for you to figure out a way to adhere to that knowledge. But just because you know how to build a house, or maybe you've read a book or saw it on YouTube, does not mean that you can go out and build a house. It doesn't work that way. When it comes to me and ADHD, I feel confident that I can help people. I can coach them along. No, I haven't gone to school about it. I've lived it. And I've talked to people. And I've done things. Things that have enabled me to pass along some information, the information that I learned. Does it mean that just because I'm passing along the information, the person is going to, well, be able to do it? No, there's got to be some coaching and strategy around it. Does that mean just because I know about that information about ADHD that it's going to make me able to do it without a plan? No. Does that mean that I might fall victim? Yes, because that's just the way we are, and we have to accept that. And for us, it's a little tough, us ADHDers. It's tough because we're now analyzing ourselves and coming to the conclusion that, hey, there's some things that we can't do. We've done a lot of things, right? And some of them, well, we've worked ourselves into that hole. And that's not a good feeling. And we don't want to do something that's going to resurrect that feeling. It's kind of funny. I say we, when really I mean I. What I'm talking about is me. And if you can relate to it, all the better. You're learning from what I'm going through. So the bottom line in this experiment is, yes, we can fall victim, and it's very easy. Easier these days because things are just so changing so quickly, it's tough to keep up. And sometimes we can't get too focused on what's going on because that'll drive us down too. And I admit, I was saying that, hey, don't focus on the news as much as some people are, you know, day in, day out, minute after minute. And I fell into that as well. I was switching channels, checking this and that, and there was so much going on. And maybe it was tough to process. I thought I could, but you never know. I mean, our ADHD is cluttered enough, right? And yes, we have to be informed, especially now. But if we're going to add a whole bunch of information to an already full brain, nothing's good going to come from that, I wouldn't think. So I've got to ease up a bit. And maybe you're in the same boat. Maybe you have to ease up. It doesn't mean that we have to be ignorant. We just have to be cognizant of what's happening, yet not getting too involved, too minute by minute. Boy, that's easier said than done, isn't it? The thing is that I've been putting off this podcast, and I'm doing it right now. And I'm going to give myself a round of applause for that. Maybe there's something you should be doing, but you've been putting off that something because you're afraid to face it. Because as I said before, you know, in order to get things done, you got to do it. And when you do it, you've got to face those things. And sometimes it's not that pleasant. It's a reminder that, hey, I let this go for a while. Okay, but are you going to let it go for more? Are you going to keep saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow? I can't. And that's why I'm doing it now. I'm not looking for kudos because, hey, I could have done this a couple of weeks ago. I'm not proud of it, but we're getting it done. Plus, I want to make sure that this continues. This Club ADHD, the podcast, the Facebook page, the Twitter account. It's something that I always wanted to do, not for vanity's sake or that, not for me, for everyone, because I think I can make a difference. And you know something? You can make a difference as well. We talk about the squeaky wheel. Yeah, the protesters are out there. Do we want to go out on the streets? I don't know if we want to go that far to state our case. But that doesn't mean that we can't get a hold of our politicians or people that can make a difference. Maybe now isn't the best time to do it. But once things return to normal, whatever that normal will be, it will be, we have to take the initiative. Pump it up just a little more, or maybe a lot more. And especially since a lot of people are, you know, aware of what it's like to not being able to do the things you want to do. And what it's like to say, to heck with it, I'm going to do it anyway. There are consequences. So it's a learning curve. Yep, it's an experiment. And welcome to my experiment. Hopefully it will come to a happy resolution. Well, I've got the podcast here, and we're going to continue with the podcast. I tell you what, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can. It's simple. All you have to do is go to clubadhd.ca. We have all the podcast episodes listed on that page. That's another thing. I've got to get on track to update that website or web page, I guess. I've had some plans on, you know, making it more accessible. As far as looks go, it's practical, it works. I'm not going to break something that is working, but just to update it. And I've been putting that off too, so I've got to get off of my rear end and do that as well. Well, what was I saying? Oh, yes. If you go to the webpage, you can click on a link. You can reach me by email. There's a link there to CADAC, the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada. You've got all of the episodes of the podcasts there. It's one page. But there's a lot of information on there, so please feel free to check it out. Well, that's about it for my rambling here. I think I've rambled enough, but I hope you've learned from my experience. Yeah, that's what I'll call it, my experience. And it's always great to talk to you, to hear from you, to see what's going on the Facebook page. Yes, we have our mind on a lot of things, and sometimes our ADHD isn't top of mind. That's kind of weird. Maybe the fact that we have ADHD isn't top of mind. Having to deal with it, that's always in the mind. However, we're getting by, right? I hope you're saying, yeah, we're getting by. and we will get out of this. One way or another, I have the feeling that someone with ADHD will be so hyper-focused that they will come up with a vaccine and things will go back to whatever normal is. And you have to remember, this isn't the first time the world's gone through a pandemic. It happens. I think, what, once, at least once a century? And is this going to end soon? I don't know. Stateside, it looks like it's in for a bit of a haul. But we'll get over this. As far as the protesting goes, hopefully things will develop. Some good things will happen out of a bad situation. And hopefully some of the people who are trying to take advantage of this situation, that they get noticed. And I was going to say dealt with, but I can't think of a better way to say whatever it is that I was about to say. In any case, if you'd like to learn more about ADHD or how you can become an advocate, feel free to go to the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada website, caddac.ca. The information is all there. Okay, we're going to continue with our podcasts. We're going to line up some interviews. I'm trying to get some celebrity interviews, too. That'd be kind of neat to talk to people who are, well, in the limelight, but still able to deal with their ADHD, or maybe they have some troubles, and they've figured out plans to, you know, solve those things. I don't know. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Okay, that's it for now. This is your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc, saying whenever you can, wherever you can, say it loud, say it proud, ADHD is real. Please stay safe and bye for now.